thinking beyond COVID-19. Increasing performance in the company secretariat for the benefit of the board. Thank you for listening to the Better Boards podcast series. I'm Sabine Demkowski, founder and managing partner of Better Boards. We make the boards of the most ambitious organizations more effective. We do this by providing clients with an evidence-based approach for board evaluations and board development programs. To fulfill our mission, we give a voice to all who care about creating better boards. Every first and third Thursday of the month, I speak with those that are serving boards about topics that are high on a board's agenda. All the views expressed in our podcasts are the views of our podcast partners and not those of Better Boards. In this episode, I'm delighted to talk with Laura McNeil. Laura is Assistant Company Secretary and International Share Plans Manager at Blue Prism Group PLC. Blue Prism is an AIM-listed robotic process automation software company. Prior to her role at Blue Prism, Laura held company secretarial roles at FTSE 250 retailer and Brown Group and AIM-listed NWF Group. Laura was named an innovator on DMJ and ComputerShare's governance Hot 100 list. She has spoken about automation and how company secretaries can embrace technology at ProShare, the Governance Institute, and AWCS events. Welcome, Laura. So, Laura, fantastic to have you contributing to the Better Boards podcast series. Thank you so much for making the time.
Thanks, Sabine. Really lovely of you to invite me to do this. I'm very happy to be speaking to everyone about my experiences with automation and with bringing technology into the company secretarial space.
For our listeners, I met Laura at a large event and we were sitting together on a panel and Laura talked about her experience. And I thought, wow, this is really at the forefront and I wanted to share it with you, our listeners. Laura, you are at the forefront of developments in terms of bringing technology into the company secretariat and increasing efficiency with technology. Can you maybe help us to understand what motivated you to bring technology into the company secretariat in the first place?
Yeah, sure. So for us, we were very lucky. So the company, so Blue Prism is a robot process automation company. So it's effectively a software company. The company itself decided if we're going out to clients and we're selling our product to them, then we should really ensure that we're using it as effectively as we can internally. So in essence, the company just needed us to walk the walk. This meant that I didn't face many of the other challenges other company secretaries will face when they're trying to get investment. So I already had buy-in from my line manager, who is the joint GC and COSEC here, and I didn't need to fight for budget, so I was very lucky. For us, the need to automate came because of changes to our all-employee share plan. So the remuneration committee at Blue Prism changed the plan so all employees would receive a grant of shares every January. And at the time, we had 500 employees based in around 12 different countries. We were also drafting the annual report and we were completing a £100 million placing on AIM all at the same time. So as you can imagine, the challenge for us was how do we meet all of these deadlines without sacrificing on the quality?
So that then sparked the start. So what have you decided to do?
So for us, we decided to use own software. So robot process automation, it's a piece of software that can be taught to do basic repetitive tasks. So what we did, we imported a massive data spreadsheet with all of the participant details. We added our template documents and then with some help from our Centre of Excellence team, we programmed the digital worker to produce a deed of grant to each country with a schedule of participants attached. And after we managed to get these documents signed, we then pressed go on the next process, which was the digital worker drafting 500 share award certificates again, specific to each country in which the employee is based, and sent these out to the individual's line manager along with an email bespoke to their location. In our most recent grant, the digital worker drafted and sent over 1,000 share award certificates in under 30 minutes. So that's obviously saved us an awful lot of time. We've also worked really closely with Investec, who are our share plans platform provider, So the digital worker can now upload the awards to our SharePoint platform, which is great for us because it means that all records on the platform can reflect the awards that were made on the same day.
Have you ever calculated the time it saved you?
Yeah, we actually have. So we did it for the first grant, and for us, it was really just to demonstrate the return on the investment that we had made. I mean, obviously, these things, they do spend a little bit of time to set them up. But for the first grant, we estimated me as a person saved 78 hours due to automation. And that was just the first grant alone. So for me, this has been a real game changer. That there are a number of other benefits as well. So for example, I mentioned before about multiple projects. So we had the annual report, the placing on AIM as well. Realistically, in a very small COSEC team like ours, you'd only want to do one or two of those at a time. Without the automation, unfortunately, it would have been the employee share plans launch that would have been delayed out of those kind of three projects. But due to the automation, we were able to complete all the projects within the original deadline set for the board. So that was a real achievement for us. It also represented, I think, better value for money. And so company secretarial professionals, we're often very highly qualified, very experienced individuals. Quite frankly, it doesn't represent good value for money for a company to have these individuals effectively copying and pasting, you know, templates and share award certificates. So for me personally, the automation has freed up time to deal with more complex strategic matters that still need attention but weren't as high a priority as the share plans. We also got a great benefit with the level of accuracy that the automation allowed. So let's be honest, we're all human, we all make mistakes. With the digital worker, there's zero risk of error because whatever is in your spreadsheet is what ends up on the deed of grant. The same thing ends up on the share award certificate, and then the same thing ends in the share plans platform. So for me, that consistency was great, and it also meant you spend less time correcting mistakes after the event or doing cross-checks, you know, to make sure that everything matches. And finally, for me personally, the most important benefit for me was, I'd say, simply increased employee morale. I can't imagine I would feel particularly enthused about my job after drafting share award certificates for effectively 2 weeks straight. So this really allows company secretaries to focus on the more interesting parts of their job.
So what did you focus on instead? And how did the board benefit from these developments?
So I would say many of the benefits that I found from automation benefit to the board also. I mean, if you think about the increase in accuracy, there is, you know, a slightly less regulatory and legal risk due to the increased accuracy. But for us, I would say for the board, the fact that we were able to roll out the new share plan and complete the placing and launch the annual report all in January, and the fact that all those projects were successful, they were to a high standard and they met the original deadlines, was crucial because it ensured that the board were able to meet their priorities. Something else that is really, really crucial for the board and crucial across all of Blue Prism is talent retention.
Yeah.
So being able to execute the big bang of all employees getting the share awards on the same day, it really helped to bond employees to Blue Prism. So it actually helped us increase the effectiveness of our share plans. And because, as anyone who runs an employee share plan will know, share plans across countries they're expensive to run. And so I think it's really helped the board get a good return on their investment, which is great. And more widely across the business, I would say that using automation has meant less staff time taken up on necessary but quite basic administrative tasks. Staff across all departments have utilised this technology, and so they can therefore use their time more effectively, which is bound to help reduce costs and increase the quality of employees' work overall. So I think that will have a real impact on the bottom line, which in turn will be helpful to the board.
Excellent. So where do you think are now the next frontiers? What else in the company secretariat could benefit from increased technology?
So for me, I'm very open to finding solutions to problems the COSEC comes through, really across anything and everything that we do. So for us currently, we're working on further processes such as automating the market abuse regulation emails that we send internally. We've recently developed a chatbot for employees to use for basic share plans queries. So that's taken a significant administrative burden off the COSEC team on a day-to-day basis. This is something that's been rolled out over HR and finance as well, and is having a really significant impact. I know that the wider legal team are using software to automate NDAs. I actually sat on another panel with fantastic lady Lloyds Bank, and they've used chatbot technology to help their employees with delegated authorities. So I really think technology can be used across a lot of areas. I think for individual COSEC teams, the key is going to be identifying where your pinch points are and thinking about innovative solutions for them. And in the future, I'm hopeful that we may be able to automate some of the data collection for board reports. And this will free up time of the individuals who spend lots of time collating this data. You know, it can be very laborious, but it also means that we can provide the board with more up-to-date data or more frequent data. So, for example, statistics from that morning rather than statistics pulled from a week ago. And you have spoken about this, Sabine, previously. You know, in the future, that real-time data might be a way that lots of companies go. I would certainly say for our industry, in an industry that moves as fast as robot process automation, I'm really confident that this will help the board make better decisions as they can be provided with the most up-to-date information.
Oh, fantastic. You mentioned you're, of course, fortunate to be a company secretary in such a technology-driven environment. What would you recommend your peers who are in other industries, who are in the company secretaries in other industries? What would you recommend them to do? What should they really go out in order to integrate this technology into their secretariats?
So, I mean, the first thing I would say is that, I think I mentioned this before, company secretaries, they need to identify where their pinch points are. And the best way I think they can do this is by reviewing their own processes internally. So an exercise that I've done as part of formalising our COSEC team is we've gone through as many processes as we can, certainly all of the key ones, and we've documented them. And it's when those documented processes have been put out on paper, you start to question them and say, you know, is that the most efficient way that could be done? Or are we just doing it that way because we've always done it that way? And then you will really begin to identify the processes that are sucking away your time and your resources and your team members. And then you can use that to identify a solution to get that time back.
Brilliant. And everyone is still in the eye of the storm as we are fighting this pandemic. Thinking beyond COVID-19, what do you think, how has COVID-19 changed all these thinking processes? You started on this journey well before the lockdown started. But what do you experience now? How has this experience of the lockdown changed and how will it impact on the more immediate future?
I think at Blue Prism already, we were very lucky because we operated in a very flexible way. So I already worked 1 or 2 days from home a week. We already had kind of flexible working in place. I think for a lot of companies, that wasn't the case. And so I'll be very interested to see what the future of work looks like, because we know that flexible working, you know, whether it's flexible hours, working from home, those sort of arrangements, we know that they can be very beneficial to employees. But I know in a lot of more traditional organisations, it's a little bit more about presenteeism. So it will be interesting to see what impact COVID-19 has on organisations and their working practices, whether other organisations really start to see the benefit of the more flexible working and working from home, and what impact that has, especially mostly on women, who, you know, traditionally make sacrifices in their career to get a role that allows them to be at home a little bit more because of childcare or other issues, whether that will actually improve women's career progression, because that old style presenteeism, that old style culture is fading away.
Brilliant. Thank you so, so much, Laura, for your input. And I hope it inspires our listeners to think about bringing technology into the company secretariat.
Thanks, Sabine. It's been really lovely speaking to you. My final message for everybody listening would really be that as company secretaries, we are often the last departments to get any investments in technology. And I would really encourage anybody listening to look at their own departments and to see where technology could really benefit them, really to look towards the future of our industry and of our profession and embrace technology to ensure that we are being as effective as we can.
Thank you so much, Laura. How can we help you and your board? We at Better Boards are delighted to hear from you. You can best reach us on info@better-boards.com.